Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Investigators at the Massachusetts Water Resources Authority have found eight other locations, they don't specify where, that use the same kind of coupling that failed last weekend on the water main in Weston. The failure led to the three-day-long boil water order for 2 million people in the greater Boston area. WBUR's Fred Tice has the latest in this report.
Now that Bostonians are drinking tap water again, the MWRA is trying to figure out why the coupling that held two pipes together failed. Now, if you go down to your basement and your pipes aren't all covered up with insulation, you can see couplings holding your pipes together. They're also called collars. If they go, your pipes leak big time, and that's what happened to the water main that carries most of Boston's water. Only in this case, Fred Lasky, the executive director of the MWRA, says the coupling that blew was huge.
This is a 15-foot-long curved piece of steel. There are two pieces, one on the top and one on the bottom, so it's a big thing.
Investigators have found eight MWRA projects using similar couplings. But Lasky indicates that there's little chance of a catastrophic break like last weekend's.
First off, where this broke was a 10-foot pipe. We do have a lot of 10-foot pipes, but we probably don't have any with this kind of coupling under that kind of pressure. So I don't want to leave the impression with the public that we have eight locations with ticking time bombs. We don't know, as we sit here, the details of it, and that's why we're going to do the assessment.
To find out why the couplings failed in a pipe in shaft 5A, investigators have to find the pieces of the coupling.
We hope we find it, obviously. It's a critical piece to the study of what happened. It allows the experts to go in and study the metal and look at the bolts and a whole bunch of things that will get us the answer that we really need.
The MWRA is continuing to dredge the Charles River to find the coupling, but Lasky says there's a chance they may never find it, because it could be buried under the concrete poured under the burst pipe before it was repaired. He says the MWRA had a brief conversation with the manufacturer of the coupling, which found out by reading the newspapers that the coupling had failed. The coupling was not the one originally planned for in the design. Records show it was modified twice when it was installed 7 years ago. The MWRA says engineers often have to change the design of a coupling in the field when they're installing it.
Basically, this version of it was two yokes, one for the bottom and one for the top.
After a board meeting yesterday, Fred Lasky, the head of the MWRA, was describing in detail how the coupling was put together when the chairman of the MWRA board, Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs Ian Bowles, interrupted.
At this stage, this level of detail is probably hard for us to give a good answer.
In order to get answers, the board will rely on a special commission that could be formed next week. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.